Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Amazon tussles with Seattle as it seeks a second home, by Clint Finley. Last month, four Seattle City Council members proposed a new corporate tax that aims to build more affordable housing and expand services for the homeless. In response, Amazon announced this week that it will halt construction on a new building and consider subleasing to others a second building, pending the council's vote on the proposal. Together, the two buildings could have hosted at least 7,000 Amazon employees. It's the latest sign of a strained relationship between Seattle and Amazon, which employs around 45,000 people in the city. The company announced last year that it will open a second headquarters elsewhere, dubbed HQ2, that could eventually host 50,000 employees. Amazon, the second most valuable company in the world, netted $3 billion last year. Seattle's proposed head tax would impose an approximately $500 per employee fee on companies with annual revenue in the city of $20 million or more, costing Amazon about $22.5 million per year based on its 45,000 employees there. That's less than 1% of its annual profit. In 2021, the tax would change from a head tax to a 0.7% payroll tax, which the Seattle Times estimates would cost Amazon $39 million a year, or slightly more than 1% of last year's profit, assuming the company employs 50,000 people in Seattle by then. Companies threatening to leave a city, lay off workers, or slow hiring in response to political decisions is nothing new. But it's unusual for a company to make such threats over such a relatively small tax increase, says Greg Leroy, the executive director of the corporate accountability group Good Jobs First, which opposes tax breaks for companies. Halting construction and delaying bringing new employees on imposes costs for Amazon. I'd be very surprised to see a spreadsheet that indicated a fee. I'd be very surprised to see a spreadsheet that indicated a fee that size did anything to change the calculus of whether to locate these specific jobs that were supposed to be there for business reasons, Leroy says. Leroy says companies in Amazon's positions often get what they want in negotiations with lawmakers. Amazon confirmed it has postponed plans for the two buildings pending Seattle's decision on the tax plan, but did not answer other questions. Amazon's pushback against Seattle could be a cautionary tale for the 20 finalists wooing HQ2, but corporate location consultant John Boyd says that's not likely. The cities still in the running have historically been willing to offer companies tax incentives to relocate, Boyd says. In that environment, Boyd is surprised that Seattle is pursuing the new tax. The HQ2 announcement should have been a wake-up call, Boyd says. He notes that the competition for jobs is fierce. We call economic development the new war between states, he says. Amazon's move put Seattle City Council in a bind. On one hand, voters want a solution to the city's growing homelessness problem. The city's unsheltered population grew by 44% over the past 2 years to 5,500, according to a recent U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development report. That gives Seattle the third largest homeless population in the country. But voters also worry that antagonizing Amazon will cost them jobs. Protesters shouted down supporters of the head tax at a town hall meeting following Amazon's announcement Wednesday. The Seattle Times editorial board argued last month that the city already taxes companies heavily and is flush from existing taxes, pointing out that the city's budget has grown by 17.4% since 2015. The board says the city should be able to address the homelessness problem with its existing revenue. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin has promised to work with Amazon to find a solution. In the upcoming days, I will be bringing together council members as well as business, labor, and our community leaders to work together to see how we might forge common ground in dealing with our challenges while keeping jobs, she said in a statement on Wednesday. City Councilmember Kshama's font, meanwhile, remains defiant. On Twitter, she called Amazon's announcement blatant blackmailing. Protesting construction workers shouted her down at a rally on Thursday. Whatever deal the city and Amazon may reach, Leroy says city council should pay close attention to the fine print, but he shouldn't have to tell Seattle that. Washington State gave Boeing a massive tax break in 2013 to keep airplane production in the region. It has since reduced its Seattle area workforce by nearly 23%.